VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, the numbers are escalating every single day. Now, I'm not talking about the price of gas, and I'm not talking about the national debt. I'm referring to the number of children that are being brutally murdered by abortion every single day. As of just 45 minutes ago, since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision sanctioning abortion, according to numberofabortions.com, there have been 63,864,622 children whose lives have been taken by abortion. And the number is likely higher than that due to chemical abortions. But with these numbers alone, that's nearly 20% of the United States' existing population today. Now, look at the media attention when according to the numbers of when the number hit 1 million dying of COVID and the constant beat of the drums of the press regarding it. But death by abortion has taken more than 63 times that very number. Today, we want to address and report on many goings on as we await word from the U.S. Supreme Court, not only in the Mississippi case, but also in the future of Roe, as great intimidation is being applied upon multiple justices when this leaked draft of the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization was leaked. And friends, I do want to remind you, even as to what Scripture itself says, for instance, in Jeremiah chapter 1 in verse 5, we find written there, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." This is God talking to Jeremiah. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." We know it's also addressed in Psalm chapter 139 as well, indicating that if I say, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light upon me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the light shineth as a day. The darkness and the night are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them." From Psalm chapter 100, verse 39. We're also told that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, abortion even killed 204.5 times more American babies in 2019 alone than the number of Americans ages 1 to 19 old killed by that year by firearms. In 2019, there were 629,898 abortion deaths in the 47 states and District of Columbia that reported their abortions to the CDC. That same year, 3,080 firearm deaths of people 19. And under those of the same 47 states and D.C., that equaled 204.5 abortions for each firearm death. Now, every death of a child is tragic. But let me say this, that if we would have the media attention going on as they have about COVID and as they have about firearms, would we not see a change if they would show the truth of what happens with abortion? But ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you of the past. I want to take you back to March 4th of the year 2020. We see that there was a threat that was made against Justice Kavanaugh at that time. And, well, we'll put it this way. We've seen the threats that have come recently against the justice, and we see the bombings that are taking place in pro-life centers. We have seen the arson. We've seen the destruction of pro-life organizations. But I want you to be reminded of the threat that came from Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer. Because Congress seems so very intent on getting to the bottom of things, let's hear what Chuck Schumer had to say March 4th of 2020.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You know, right now we have Congress so intent on the January 6 hearings, maybe they should be holding hearings on Chuck Schumer. Maybe they should be calling them the March 4th hearings, as Schumer spoke those words March 4th of 2020. Isn't it time that we start the March 4th hearings? Looking at LifeNews.com, threatening statements by Democratic leader Chuck Schumer against the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh if he dared to overturn Roe v. Wade resurfaced after authorities reported an assassination attempt on the justice's life. Police arrested a California man near the justice's home last Wednesday morning after the man said he brought a gun and planned to murder the justice. Most Democrat leaders, including Schumer, have been noticeably silent about the assassination attempt, prompting questions and concerns from Republican leaders. Many pointed to this comment by Chuck Schumer in 2020, a pro-abortion Democrat from New York, and the U.S. Senate Majority Leader threatening Kavanaugh and another conservative justice, Neil Gorsuch, if they dare to overturn Roe and allow states to protect unborn babies from abortion again. Let's hear that clip one more time here of Chuck Schumer.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Well, folks, pro-abortion extremists alluded to targeting Justice Amy Coney Barrett's home as well, and church, and the school that her children attend. The group Ruth sent us tweeted on last Thursday, "Tonight we have signs. If you need them, water, snacks, solidarity. See you there, SCOTUS 6. We protest at Barrett's cul-de-sac every Thursday. Meet us at 6:30 p.m. and they give a location. Help us fend off her hostile racist neighbors. Abuser Kavanaugh's abusive groupies are delighted the man had a gun and a knife and pepper spray. Why the gun first? Everybody knows the gun is the problem. And then they do some more bashing. Fundamentalists want us to cower in fear of their armed attacks of our homes, schools, and clinics. They expect us to go high when they go low. We refuse." Well, it's very interesting all this is taking place. I know the Epoc Times reporting that the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, under pressure to retract his remarks, saying they would pay the price after a man was arrested near Kavanaugh's home with a gun. Schumer said that in March 2020 that Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. This is the majority leader of the supposed foremost deliberative body, Senator Ben Sass told the Washington Examiner. "I think that Chuck Schumer has an obligation to denounce this. That man was there, as he stated, apparently to murder Justice Kavanaugh," said Senator John Barroso. "And I believe Chuck Schumer bears some responsibility because he has contributed to this atmosphere directly attacking members by name of the Supreme Court." Western Journal reporting a California man who allegedly arrived at the Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh's neighborhood, a plan to assassinate the justice, facing federal charges of attempted murder against a Supreme Court justice. He said he was upset about the recent school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and the leaked Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Well, Justice Kavanaugh had nothing to do with what was going on in Uvalde, but certainly is going to have an opinion as it regards Roe v. Wade. The pro-abortion group Ruth Sent Us, reports LifeNews.com, posted a special message to Kavanaugh's wife, Ashley, about their daughters last Wednesday on Twitter, just hours after authorities arrested an alleged armed assassin near the conservative justice home, The Blaze reported. Though Ruth Sent Us denounced violence, it also posted several mocking and ominous messages on Twitter, including one indicating abortion activists know where the Kavanaughs send their daughters to school. In May, Ruth Sentis, named after the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, also published the home addresses of Kavanaugh and other conservative justices online, publicly. Authorities said the alleged armed assassin, whom they arrested near the Kavanaugh's home, told them he found the justice's address online, decided to travel across the country to murder Kavanaugh. Isn't that similar to what happened when a man read the Southern Poverty Law Center's website to find out the groups, so-called hate groups, and so went on an attack against Family Research Council? The Federalist editor Molly Hemingway slammed Ruth Sentis for its horrific intimidation attempts, not only against the justices, but also against their young children. Pro-abortion groups that post directions to Kavanaugh's home. A man arrested today said he used online map to find it, also targeting his young daughters at school. Well, from NBC News, the House approved the Senate-passed legislation yesterday that would provide security to family members of Supreme Court justices. It's taken a long time for Nancy Pelosi to wake up on that, sending the bill now to President Biden nearly a week after an armed man was arrested outside the Kavanaugh home. The legislation passed 396 to 27. All the no votes came from members of the Democratic Party. Matter of fact, it's reported as well that Democratic squad members in the House voted against the bill extending security for the justices, despite spending a combined six figures on private security in 2021, according to the Federal Election Commission records and House disbursements. Missouri Representative Cori Bush, Massachusetts Representative Presley, Michigan Rashida Tlaib, as well as New York Representatives AOC and Jamal Bowman are among the 27 Democratic members who voted against the approved security measure. Still, these lawmakers spent roughly $348,000 on private security in 2021. Folks, that's the taxpayer's dime, is it not? Amy Coney Barrett has also been targeted due to the amount of time that she goes to the church, the number of times that she goes to church. I don't have time to play the clip right now. We'll do it following our break. But the Biden administration is not condemning this protest outside the Supreme Court justices' homes. It is against the law, folks. And yet we have Ruth Sentis publicizing community protests for the SCOTUS 6. 6:30 p.m., they tell them where to meet and where to carpool. And on Mondays, they're going to be at the home of Samuel Alito. Wednesdays, at Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts' homes, because they live in the same community. Amy Barrett on Thursday, Clarence Thomas on Friday, Neil Gorsuch on Saturdays, that they are doing its protest. And as it's being posted, Ruth Sentis, referring to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the White House is staying silent. We're not going to tell people where they can and cannot protest. Don't you see a double standard that's taking place here across this nation? A double standard that is there, that is coming forth? Yes, I believe it is time that we start a new set of hearings. Parallel with January 6th, calling them the March 4th hearings, as Schumer spoke those words, March 4th of 2020. Let's take a quick break here on Crosstalk. We're going to continue on with our discussion here on the broadcast today as this abortion decision looms at the Supreme Court of the United States. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast does Niagara Falls erode?
Chris, based on historical measurements, the falls has eroded upriver approximately 5 feet per year. In the early 1800s, when Sir Charles Lyell was promoting his millions of years concept, he used Niagara Falls to support his theory. Lyell claimed it was eroding at less than 1 foot per year, thus was tens of thousands of years old. This, he claimed, disproved the Bible. But in reality, Lyell ignored the evidence of rapid erosion. In fact, the erosion rate and the distance of erosion almost exactly points to the Great Flood of Noah's day as the start of erosion of the river's valley. The fact is, Charles Lyell was wrong, and the Bible's still right. It all started back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and yes, the nation awaits the decision, and though the leaked document came out some, well, over a month ago now, it is really believed that the leak is seeking to bring intimidation against the justices if they can get just one to switch their vote, just one individual to switch their vote, and to destroy the attempt to overturn Roe v. Wade. And again, folks, this will not ban abortion across this nation. All it does is turn the matter back to the states, and I believe it's like 26 states that have laws on the books right now that would ban certain abortions from taking place. Some have exceptions. There's just a variety of things that would take place, but it would move down to the state level. With all that's taking place here, we have the Biden administration refusing to condemn the pro-abortion protest outside the homes of the justices of the United States Supreme Court. I'm looking at LifeSiteNews.com. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, has refused to publicly denounce illegal protests at homes of pro-life Supreme Court justices. During a June 13th press conference, she dodged a question regarding the president's view on protesting in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes, as reported by the Washington Free Beacon, saying, "We've not weighed in on where people should or should not protest." Let's listen to what she had to say.
Just recently over the weekend. Again, that's for the DOJ is taking that very seriously, and they're going to continue to do so.
One quick follow-up.
Bless you, Chris.
Jen was asked about some of these protests that were occurring outside of Supreme Court justices' homes, and she reiterated that the administration wants them to remain peaceful. But does the president believe that there should be any type of protesters picketing outside of judges' homes when there's a case pending before them?
So, you know, we have not weighed in on where people should or should not protest. We have said that all Americans have the right to peacefully protest, whatever their point of view, but that attempts at intimidation and violence are totally unacceptable, and that they need to be condemned at any time they happen, regardless of who does it.
Yeah, peaceful protests. We don't have an opinion where they should or where not take place. Isn't that the same thing we heard under the Black Lives Matter protest, as you saw fires and businesses ablaze behind reporters saying the protests are largely peaceful? Friends, you talk to some of the neighbors and they'll tell you how peaceful they've been. LifeNews.com is reporting yesterday that standing on a pew and shouting, an almost naked abortion activist interrupted a small Michigan Catholic church on Sunday before being removed from the building. It's the latest in a growing string of harassment and violence since news broke out about a leaked draft showing the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Three female abortion activists disrupted the service in East Point, that's near Detroit, including one that was virtually unclothed, very, very scantily dressed, can't even call it dress. A video of the incident shows this woman standing on a pew and shouting, "Overturn Roe," and then her expletive afterwards, "Abortion without apology." Radical abortion activists who firebombed the office of pro-life groups in Wisconsin and Oregon. You heard Jelaine Appling from Wisconsin Family Action here on Crosstalk. They firebombed a pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, and who have vandalized over a dozen churches and pregnancy centers have struck again. Now, not even a week after abortion supporters firebombed the Buffalo Pregnancy Center, another pregnancy center in Gresham, Oregon, had been set ablaze. The Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center set on fire Saturday morning. It appears the incendiary device was thrown through a window. Our alarm system immediately alerted fire and police. They arrived very quickly and extinguished the fire. It was mostly contained to a room, but damage there was extensive, and there's additional water and smoke damage in other parts of the building. Nobody was hurt, said Luke Cirillo, the CEO. He said that he and his staff will not back down from their commitment to helping pregnant women and children, both born and unborn. Life News has been tracking reports of pro-abortion vandalism, violence, threats, and other incidents since the leak. I mean, there has been a minimum of at least 59 such cases of abortion violence and intimidation. In Iowa, abortion activists bragged about vandalizing another pregnancy center. Alaska, pregnancy center vandalized with nails and pro-abortion graffiti. Oregon, abortion activists firebombed another pro-life agency, a pregnancy center. New York, the topless abortion rights protesters stormed court at the New York Liberty WNBA game. Michigan, police arrested an abortion activist for allegedly disrupting Michigan House session. California, abortion activists arrested trying to approach Joe Biden to urge him to provide abortion, or rather to promote abortion. Maryland, police arrest man with weapon outside Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's home, allegedly threatened to murder him. North Carolina, Asheville Pregnancy Center vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti. New York, abortion activists firebomb pro-life pregnancy center. New York, pro-life protest mob a Catholic pro-life procession. Texas, radical abortion activists invade church service to promote killing of babies. Florida, pro-abortion violence continues as abortion activists vandalize a pro-life office. Washington, D.C., abortion activists trash pregnancy center, dump paint on door, egg windows, write revenge on wall. Pennsylvania, pro-life billboard vandalized in Pittsburgh. Oregon, mother and child center vandalized. Address was publicized by a group that favors abortion rights. Oregon, Eugene Pregnancy Center vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti. New Jersey, pro-life student attacked at public school, 7 pro-abortion students suspended. Washington State, radical abortion activists vandalized pro-life center, smash 5 windows and leave threats. Michigan, Grand Rapids meeting adjourned after unruly protesters shut down a pro-life activist. Mississippi, rural black church vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti. Oregon, pro-life billboard vandalized in Portland, abort the Supreme Court. Washington State, 4 churches vandalized by pro-abortion radicals in Olympia. Alabama, vandalism at pro-life women's center in Auburn. Arizona, Planned Parenthood chair brags how her husband assaulted man in blacks for Trump shirt. USA, abortion activists threaten to burn down Supreme Court and kill justices when Roe is overturned. Arizona, pro-abortion demonstrators attack and spit on students for carry volunteers. Missouri, pro-life student group at University of Missouri calls for a dialogue after a memorial was vandalized. Folks, the list goes on here. Are you hearing about this in the national media? All of the violence that is taking place, the extremism that has happened? Because if we can't have extreme, horrific killing in the womb, we've got to take it outside the womb. Indiana, pro-life students advocates shoved, grabbed from behind at pro-abortion rally. Idaho, 2 arrested at pro-abortion rally. Protesters allegedly kicked police officer. Maryland, Alpha Pregnancy Center vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti. Michigan, a church vandalized with satanic symbols after the Roe leak. New York City, abortion activists threatened to bomb and burn down St. Patrick's Catholic Church. In Maine, Republican senator receives threats after voting no on radical pro-abortion bill. Texas, another pro-life pregnancy center vandalized in Denton. Virginia, pro-life organization office vandalized. Colorado, a parish church in Fort Collins tagged with pro-abortion graffiti. Oregon Right to Life firebombed with Molotov cocktail. Texas, church vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti. Virginia, pregnancy center vandalized with pro-abortion graffiti in Northern Virginia. Where's the national media? Why would they not be doing a string of stories showing all that is taking place? Wisconsin, abortion activists light fire in pro-life group's office. Throw Molotov cocktails. Texas, pro-life pregnancy center vandalized in Denton, Texas. Oregon, Maryland, we have radical abortionist activates vandalized pro-life pregnancy centers that help pregnant women. Washington, D.C., 2 pro-life leaders say abortion activists punched them at D.C. protests. Texas, pro-abortion group brags about vandalizing Trotterhouse Pregnancy Center in Austin. On and on and on and on it goes. Daily Signal, churches, pro-life organizations attacked. Here they're tracking 41 separate incidents of violent attacks against churches and pro-life organizations. And friends, today, the story coming forth from CNSNews.com, Senators James Lankford and Jerry Moran are deeply concerned about the increased violence against pro-life organizations and are demanding, with 14 fellow senators, and I don't know why only 14, but only 14 are demanding that the Attorney General, the top cop of our nation, Merrick Garland, investigate and work to provide or to prevent rather such violence. Saying we are deeply concerned that the violent trend will continue should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade in the coming weeks unless the Department of Justice, the FBI, a lot of luck there, folks, and U.S. attorney offices take a firm public stance and proactive response against these violent threats, said Langford and Moran in a press release. The criminal acts perpetrated against those who oppose legalized abortion are a clear effort to intimidate or coerce individuals who hold pro-life values, the senators wrote. We call on the Department of Justice to take these actions seriously and work to prevent violence when such acts are perpetrated, investigate, and prosecute them as appropriate. Where's the prosecution, folks? Oh, they're all tied up with January 6, aren't they? They're all tied up with January 6. What about this, ladies and gentlemen?
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Daily Caller is saying that President Joe Biden warned of a mini revolution. Yeah, he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live program last Thursday night and declared that overturning the landmark decision that deems abortion is protected under the U.S. Constitution, he said, would be ridiculous. Quote from President Biden, I don't think the country will stand for it. If, in fact, the decision comes down the way it does and these states impose the limitations they're talking about, it's going to cause a mini revolution and they're going to vote these folks out of office. Biden also floated the possibility of issuing executive orders if the court overturns Roe v. Wade and noted that there's a whole range of things that are at stake if the decision stands. Biden told Kimmel, he said, I don't think the country will stand for it. And I think that what we're going to have to do, there's some executive orders I could employ, we believe. We're looking into that right now. And folks, we're get ready for another unleashing of unconstitutional executive orders coming forth from the Biden administration. LifeNews.com reporting that the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has signed 6 pro-abortion bills into law this past Monday, including measures to protect abortionists, to investigate pro-life pregnancy centers, and to allow people to sue individuals who interfere with their so-called right to abortion. She said Monday she will fight to keep abortions legal in New York, even if Roe is overturned. This is my message to those who are trying to take away the fundamental right to an abortion. Not here, not now, not ever, she said. This is how intent they are about killing innocent human beings in the womb. Folks, it's unbelievable, but they're becoming unglued. This barbaristic society in which we live in. This is my message to those who are trying to take away the, quote, fundamental right to an abortion. Who gives you the right to take another human life? She says, not here, not now, not ever. And now from the American Military News, dozens of Democrat lawmakers introduced legislation to allow military medical facilities to pay for and perform abortions. By the way, that's you, folks, your tax dollars. Allow military medical facilities to pay for and perform abortions for troops and their dependents, regardless of the status of Roe v. Wade. It's called the March for Service Members Act, sponsored by more than 80 lawmakers. I'm going to tell you more about that right after the break, but they are doing everything possible to ensure that we continue to slaughter the innocent here in the United States of America. More after the break here on Crosstalk.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
When will the killing stop? How long are we going to be silent on this issue? The matter of abortion is the taking of innocent human life. It is the intentional killing of babies in the womb. Yes, it's the murder of the unborn that is taking place. And the lengths that we have lawmakers, that they are going to, and extremists across this nation, to ensure that we continue to rip apart limb by limb young people in the womb. I mean, it's tragic to see what is going on. And I was sharing here just before the break of the story from American Military News that last week, Friday, dozens of Democratic lawmakers actually introduced legislation to allow military medical facilities to pay for and perform abortions for troops and their dependents, regardless of the status of Roe v. Wade. It's called the March for Service Members Act, sponsored by more than 80 lawmakers. Representative Jackie Speier, chair of the House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee, argued that the bill would protect abortion care for service members even if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the court. If Roe is overturned, abortion will quickly become illegal in 26 states, she said. Women serving in the military experience unintended pregnancy rates 22% greater than civilians, and many are stationed in states that will overturn Roe. Many also don't have the luxury of traveling off base thousands of miles and for days at a time to pay out of pocket to receive the care they need and deserve. The fallout for our service members and their families will be catastrophic, as is the threat to our military readiness, morale, and unit cohesion, she argued in her statement. Before the legislation was proposed, the Army was reportedly exploring a policy change to allow service members to request a transfer from their assigned base if they were negatively affected by the state and local laws, according to military.com. Refuse to take a shot? No, get out of the military. Can't have you here. You want to kill your baby? Here, we'll provide you the funds to do so. Last Wednesday as well, we saw the governor of our state, Governor Evers, who's running for re-election, used his authority to call the state legislature into special session to consider repealing Wisconsin's 1849 law that criminalizes most abortions in the state. The governor said this in his press release, that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, Wisconsin's archaic, centuries-old abortion ban could go back into effect, effectively turning back the clock on reproductive health care access by more than 50 years. During his first term, Evers vetoed 9 pro-life bills, including a born-alive infant protection proposal. Well, friends, that's happening in numerous states. There are governors or attorney generals who are saying, we will not abide by the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to continue to allow for abortions, or we're going to continue to pave the way. We will not prosecute when the killing of innocent life is taken. Is there any wonder why we have so much violence going in our society today? We get the disregard for human life that's taking place across this nation. Looking at another story here from LifeSiteNews.com, an Illinois law allowing young girls to undergo abortions without their parental knowledge took effect this month. While the state does not allow minors to have their ears pierced without parental consent as of June 1st, Illinois minors will be legally allowed to have abortions without their parents' knowledge. Now think about that. You've got to have parents' consent to get your ear pierced. But in order to kill a baby in the womb, a separate individual human life with its own blood type, its own DNA, its own unique fingerprints. Nope, no parental knowledge or consent needed for it. A statement from Kevin Gerlot, executive director of the March for Life Chicago, said, "Today is a tragic day for parents, girls, and preborn babies across the Midwest. Effective today, Illinois strips parents of their right to be involved in the medical care of their daughters and leaves girls increasingly vulnerable to sexual traffickers. It creates the Youth Health and Safety Act, declares that those seeking abortion should not have to endure, unnecessary barriers or bans." Isn't that amazing? Get your ears pierced? Well, you got to get permission for it. Kill a baby? No problem. LifeNews.com also reporting a Seattle area public school, a public high school, recently demanded that students sign a pledge to support abortion and other leftist causes in order to participate in a mentoring program, according to a new report by KTTH 770 AM. The pledge that requires support for abortion, Black Lives Matter, open borders, and more is mandatory for the Eastlake High School Link Crew. It's a program that provides junior and senior mentors to freshman students. What are they mentoring? People in perversity? How to murder? KTTH talk show host Jason Rantz said students have contacted him about this and other leftist political actions at the school, and some are afraid to express their conservative views. That means they're not in a healthy environment, Rantz said. Students who want to participate in Link Crew must sign a code of conduct pledge. They must initial next to the statements that they believe: Black Lives Matter, love is love, no human is illegal, women's rights are human rights, and kindness is everything. Kindness is everything as I kill this life in the womb. And there's another great threat, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the abortion pill, that are just roaming freely across this nation. And many are resorting to abortion pill drugs at this time. LifeSite News is reporting the 128 report of RU486 event form submitted to the State Medical Board of Ohio by abortion facilities statewide soundly refute the abortion promoters' claims of safety. In the wake of the leaked opinion in Dobbs, we find that Planned Parenthood and other abortion businesses are scrambling to assure the public that the chemical abortion cocktail, formerly known as RU486, is perfectly safe even without the oversight of a licensed physician. However, Operation Rescue obtained 128 report of RU486 event forms submitted to the State Medical Board of Ohio by abortion facilities statewide that soundly refute the abortion promoters' claims of safety. They've got a table there that's going on, and even the possibilities of underreporting. But serious complications are taking place. 5 hospitalizations of women, all of which received blood transfusions after hemorrhaging. Incomplete abortions accounted for 65% of all related complications. Those involved retained tissue that may have included a deceased baby. These women experienced pain, cramps, and bleeding. Most of the cases were treated with a suction aspiration or a DNC procedure. Only 3 women were given a second dose of abortion drugs to complete the abortion. Failed abortions accounted for 25% of all reported chemical abortion complications. A failed abortion is one in which the baby in the womb survives the abortion attempt and continues to grow. Isn't that something? That's a failed, that is an abortion complication when a baby survives this attempt to kill its life. Most women who experienced failed chemical abortions followed up with surgical abortion procedures. 2 women who experienced failed abortions had babies that survived into the second trimester of pregnancy. Sadly, both women opted to use the risky DNE dismemberment abortion procedure to end the lives of their babies. CBN News is reporting both sides agree that the next frontier in the abortion fight is the abortion pill, RU486, or chemical abortion. They're becoming less regulated, they're becoming easier to find, and more women are using them. They accounted for 54% of all U.S. abortions in 2020, compared to 39% in 2017. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute. It's why abortion activists are aggressively promoting the pills. A new phrase is self-managed abortion, which includes encouraging women to take the pills at home. You're seeing these articles pop up over and over again with how to do it yourself abortions, said Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, saying they are dangerous. They're also easy to purchase. Last month in Wyoming, Hawkins said she ordered them online in minutes. That's thanks in part to the FDA, which recently lifted the requirement for an in-person examination. FDA reporting shows abortion pills have led to the deaths of 24 women and severe reactions for more than 4,000 women. Those numbers are likely low because when complications happen, abortion providers urge women to present them as miscarriages in an emergency room setting. More than 20 states require a doctor to be present in the room when a woman receives the pills, and many do not. And folks, that does not make them okay as if there's a doctor in the room. No, you're still taking innocent human life. There's just a hint of good news on the horizon here. LifeNews.com reported on June 10th that another Planned Parenthood abortion business has closed, this time in Boise, Idaho. America's biggest abortion company announced plans to close 5 facilities also in Vermont and New Hampshire on June the 12th, citing staffing problems and politics. Following that announcement, Planned Parenthood indicated it would close 5 abortion centers in Indiana, Idaho, and Alaska. The stunning news that Idaho Planned Parenthood had shut the doors on its flagship abortion center on State Street in Idaho's largest city confirms it is one of the 5 abortion centers it intended to close. So that's the good news on the horizon, the abortion centers shutting down. The bad news is babies' lives are still being snuffed out by abortion. I'd like to open the phone lines here today in Crosstalk to get your reaction to these matters. Our phone number is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Abortion decision looming at the United States Supreme Court. I really believe that the reason the decision has not been given yet, though the initial draft was leaked, is in order for this intimidation to cause even one justice to somehow change their opinion. Their lives have been placed in jeopardy. And we have seen, even with past Supreme Court decisions, that if a justice is not living at the time that the decision is released, well, their vote just doesn't count. Your reaction to these matters here today on Crosstalk, our phone number, 800-733-9829. Phones are lighting up here across the board here today. Another story here indicating that abortions are increasing as more blue states are promoting abortion. 930,000 babies were killed in the year 2020 during the first year of COVID. That's up from previous years. Let's begin with, let's go here to Tom in Tomah, Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, first of all, it's horrible that I didn't realize all the attacks that have been happening to pro-life centers. But then I also wanted to say that everybody complaining about how horrible it was, the 19 children that were killed in the 77 minutes that the guy was in Uvalde, Texas. Well, with 98 abortions an hour, there were 115 children killed by abortion. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment here. And, you know, the point is this. Yes, it was horrible, a horrible tragedy that happened in Uvalde, Texas. These are precious lives of young children that were taken. That is horrible. It is also horrible, as the caller here just pointed out, as to the number of lives that are being taken by abortion, the intentional killing that's taken place, and that we applaud and we say that's great. And if we're going to overturn that, what do we get? We get the head of the United States Senate giving threatening statements to justices if they would dare to overturn Roe v. Wade. We're going to take a break, folks, and we'll come back to more of your comments here on Crosstalk. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Pretty much everyone now understands that the FBI today is not the FBI of years gone by. It has been captured by the cultural Marxists, the deep state, the communist. How? Because the communists were allowed to infiltrate our nation and grow. And the one agency that was tapped to stop it, well, they weren't allowed to stop it, and thus they themselves were infiltrated. John Stormer, in his excellent book, None Dare Call It Treason, wrote, quote, "The congressional committees which once investigated communist activity were abolished in the mid-1970s. Since then, the FBI has been forbidden to investigate domestic communists or keep them under surveillance unless there is evidence that a crime has been committed. As a result, ongoing FBI investigations of communist activity in America dropped from 24,414 in 1973 to 51 in 1983, end quote. Now we understand what's happened.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Yes, as he was appalled, he didn't know about all this violence taking place all over the country. No, because the national media will not cover these issues. And friends, I didn't even read the entire list. But it's happening. Let's go back to the lines here. We've got Fred in Milwaukee. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I've been out there picketing and protesting abortion since around 1990, and I come to realize there was a worse crime than abortion that was out there on the lines, and it was the fact that most of the people and the pastors interviewed over the years didn't know 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, the gospel by which they were saved.
Indeed, Fred, and that's another issue here as well. We're focusing on abortion today, but ensure a changed life in Christ is what is important. Thank you. Rex in Mora, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Trouble, though.
Talking about the abortion protesters, they don't seem to realize that they're lucky that they're here in the first place to be able to protest something like that. And because their thinking is so out of line. And I'm just thinking the worst thing to come for a lot of these unrepentant sinners is hearing the words of Jesus is, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
Hmm.
So there's a lot they don't realize and they're protesting, so their thinking is pretty minimal.
Thank you, Rex.
It's all about them.
Yeah. Let's go to Julie in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. You're on the air, Julie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Jim, and thank you for shedding light on this subject today. I just wanted to present an angle that maybe a lot of people overlook in the church, and that is that there are those of us who, before we were transferred to the kingdom of light, we were in the kingdom of darkness, and I chose abortion on more than one occasion before I was converted. The Lord used that to redeem me, to bring me into his kingdom, and I just wanted to make your viewers, your listeners aware that there is a ministry called HealingHearts.org. We are a biblical counseling ministry, and we focus on bringing hope and healing to those in the church who have experienced abortion, who feel like they have nowhere else to go. So,
thank you for sharing that. And aren't you thankful for the forgiveness and the healing that comes from knowing Christ as Savior?
I just long to give everybody hope. If Jesus can rescue a sinner like me, there's hope for everybody.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Let's go then to Duluth, Minnesota. Joe, you're on the air.
I have a question. What I believe is, like, I am curious about the abortion issue, and with the rise of children's poverty in America, if Roe versus Wade does get turned and abortion rights are made illegal again, does Jim think that the rise in children's poverty will go up? And how does the country then deal with that? Because thus far, it seems to care more about the unborn child than the born child. And I am curious as to how he sees to deal with this problem.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Well, let me just say this, that an unborn child is a child, okay? There's not a difference between, it is human life. From the time of conception, it is a human life. And you'd actually say to reduce poverty that we should kill kill the baby instead? I mean, look, would you advocate the same here across this country, that we would look at cities that have poverty, that if we would just kill the citizens, as that unborn child is as well, if we would just kill the citizens, that we could reduce poverty? How insane a thought is that? No wonder why. I mean, the sanction, the violence and everything else that's going on in our society today. Life is precious. Human life is sacred. It is that which has been instituted by God. God that has formed us in our mother's womb. And that happens at the point of conception. And so, know this also, that there are many, many more pro-life agencies and centers around this country than those that are killing children, such as Planned Parenthood, who have programs and help from food supplies and the necessities of life to help these children as well, and these families and mothers who don't know which way to turn. There is help that's available in these pro-life centers, and yet we have, like the governor of New York, that's wanting to launch investigation into these centers that are advocating for life because they won't kill babies. Something's wrong there. But no, we don't take human life in the womb because of they might go into poverty. How wrong is that? Angela is next in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes. Is this the pro-life thing?
Okay. You're listening to Crosstalk today, and yes, we're talking about the issue of life. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I read in the Bible that any nation that turns its back on God will be destroyed. I also read that Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and that has not changed.
That's true. That is so true. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. How different from Jesus, who said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." And finally, Zoltan in Lawrence, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, I understand Roe v. Wade. It gets overturned. It just means it's going to go back pre-Roe v. Wade in some states.
Right.
It was illegal in some states, not. Now, my question is, once again, the Supreme Court has kicked the can down the road because they
talk into the phone. We're losing you, Zoltan. Zoltan, talk right into your phone. We can't understand you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand how they say it's a state's rights issue to kill people as opposed to saying we're not allowed to kill people.
Yeah.
And it's not a state's rights issue. It's a constitutional issue. You can't do it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Thank you for that. We're just down to seconds from now. It's just saying the court is removing this. We don't have jurisdiction over this matter. This is a state's issue. They were wrong. It was wrongly decided to begin with back in 1973 that this matter was not granted them a jurisdiction over in the United States Supreme Court. And thus it was a state matter. And that's why it would go back to the states. But we're out of time. Thank you for the call. Again, as the psalmist said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Oh, friends, I trust that you are being a voice for life in these dark days in which we live. Pray for our nation in this matter. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.